This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Surrounding Monroe County and the other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Friday. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Intern Joe. Thank you guys for starting the day off with us. Appreciate that. The weekend is officially here. Adding individuals to an invitation who weren't even invited. There is something called RSVP etiquette, and some people just do not follow it.
It's really tough.
How many of you have lost a friend over something as small as an RSVP? Morgan has. And she says if this is how her friend is going to react over the situation, then she doesn't want to be friends with her to begin with. Now, here's the situation. Here, take a listen. Morgan writes in and says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I thought you might get a kick out of this because months back, you had a similar conversation. My sister gets married this July. I helped with all the invites and the invitations. She sent one of her best friends from college, who is a single mother, an invite to attend her wedding. Mind you, this wedding is adults only, and everyone seems to be okay with that. After I received her friend's RSVP in the mail, she added all three of her children, who were all under the age of 12, to the invite. Well, my sister politely had to call her and tell her there were no kids, and even though she felt really bad, she just doesn't have a place at the wedding for her, plus all three of her children. Her friend got offended, told her that if her kids cannot attend, then neither can she. Who is in the wrong here? Because she has since not spoken to my sister, and it's been almost 2 months. Who would think this is okay to do something like that?"
That's right, weird. That weird vibes.
That's pretty ballsy, if you ask me. Yeah. Hey, here's your invitation. It has your name and your name only on it. Okay, cool. I'll add three. What?
What? Yeah, that's simply not how that one works.
I don't know. I'm at a loss here. Morgan, how can anyone possibly, how can your sister be in the wrong here? Of course she's not. It's her wedding. She can invite anyone she wants. But to just simply take an RSVP and add your family tree to it? What?
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that. That's just something you can't do.
585-252-9800. Love to hear from some of you guys on this. Wedding season is creeping up on us.
Yeah.
And I've been to a handful of weddings. The last wedding I went to, My cousin was getting married. They sent me an RSVP, and it was just my name on it. But at the time, you know, I'm flying in from LA. I had my girlfriend that I was dating for more than 7 months. I called my aunt, and I said, hey, here's the situation. She's coming back to The Rock. She's going to meet my family, go to the film festival. Is it okay if she attends? I'm happy to pay for her plate. They said, oh, no, we didn't realize that. We'll be happy to add her. Mm-hmm. But I asked. If it was a no, no problem. You know, I'll figure it out. But at the same time, I didn't just take it upon myself to say, plus one.
Right.
you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. No, for sure.
We have...
I've been in the opposite situation, though. Like, I have had someone verbally say to me that I could bring a guest and then switch up and be like, actually, like, numbers are tight, money's tight.
Our hands are tight.
That.
It fell through.
And they're like, you can pay for them. And I had no problem doing that. I mean, it's just like things are constantly changing. And at the end of the day, like, it's your wedding. Like, one more time for the people in the back. Like, it's not your day to accommodate others. It's your day to accommodate yourself and your spouse.
We have Vicky waiting on hold. Vicky, good morning.
Good morning. I heard you guys yesterday talking about the destination weddings, but I know I'm late on that topic. But, you know, as far like, you know, when inviting like other people, like individuals as guests, I really don't see the issue if you're going to bring somebody, I mean, especially even if they're own kids, you know, like plus ones and all that. Yeah.
It into a vacation. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, why am I going to go someplace all on my own or go and say, okay, I'm leaving you forever or for a few hours? It just doesn't seem right to me. If you're going to invite one person, let them bring their significant other. Let them bring their kids. I mean, that's the whole point of having these events and celebrations. Wouldn't you want to have, like, everybody there to celebrate with you?
No, not if I'm paying for it, no.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd be embarrassed to send out an invitation to people, like people I know and love. I mean, like a wedding. And then say, hey, we're inviting you and only you.
Yeah, but Vicky, you know that costs money, right? Clearly. And it's not coming out of your pocket. Why would
you
it be okay?
A wedding, don't get married. You know,
oh, wow.
I mean, if you can't afford that, don't
like,
do it.
It kills me when people are like, it's so selfish, like wedding, when in regards to wedding stuff. Like, yeah, I think the point of getting married is selfish. Like, you're getting married for yourself and for your partner. You're not getting married for anybody else. I would argue that planning a wedding and executing a wedding is for yourself.
Right.
Well, yeah, if you're going to invite one person, don't make them come by themselves. I mean, like,
Vicky,
how much fun is it going to be for somebody if they're doing that?
But, so
like, just call me.
I'm assuming you obviously agree when we read Morgan's message here. You're totally with the fact that it's okay to add your all of your kids and whoever you want to the invite list. That's what you're
right.
saying.
I mean, well, yeah, because it's like you're expecting me then to you know, buy a dress, buy a gift, and then have to spend even more money to get a sitter because I'm not able to bring them. So you're asking,
what's cheaper? Getting a sitter, one sitter for the week, or getting three plane tickets and then another hotel room and then meals to, like, let's realistically think about this.
Are going somewhere and having fun, not, you know, not sitting at home while we're all having like the time of our lives.
Vicky, I'm sorry. You got to figure it out because at this point you could bring the kids on the trip. They're just not going to the physical wedding. Like,
yeah, it
that's what it comes down to. And I think this is a rare case because it is a destination. Go have a fun time with your family, but they're not coming to the ceremony. They're not coming to the reception. They're not coming to the after party. They can go on an excursion or go lay out by the pool.
Well, it doesn't even, we're not even like pinpointing destination weddings here. It could be any invite, any RSVP.
Yeah, it could be any invite.
There's
yeah.
etiquette that comes with it. And you adding your family tree onto the invite list because you want them to come is I don't see how that's okay.
It's goofy.
I mean, it's not like I'm bringing like 10 kids or something like that, but just even like making them feel left out a little bit. It just feels rude to
me. How old
are
your kids?
Like, they're 7 and 5. Okay. So it's not like I'm going to be like whipping anything out and like feeding a baby during the ceremony or anything like that.
I know.
Have you ever heard of the differentiation between adult activities and children activities? Like, do you feel left out when your kids go on a play date? Like, it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Yeah, you know, just, you know, but just don't even bother to invite me. Like, if you're not allowing me to bring, you know, to have my whole family there because we do things as a family, then just don't invite me or just like, hey, Vicky, you know, we're doing this, but you can't bring your family. And I'll be like, okay, then I'm not coming.
Okay, hold on 1 second, Vicky, because you're making my skin crawl. Is the person who sent you the RSVP, are you complete? What you're doing is you're ignoring their boundaries. So if your name is on that invite, it doesn't mean you start adding your family to the list. You realize this is going to cost the person money who invited you.
So if you
that money is clearly not coming out of your pocket. So explain to me what gives you the right, because if it was your wedding day, I guarantee you that you wouldn't be going out of your way to try and accommodate all of your friends' kids.
Please, you will understand. Someday when you get married and you have kids, you will understand.
There's no kids at my...
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like... why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
My wedding.
You know, it's so cute. Every time somebody says, you'll get it when you have kids. I can't wait for that day. I'm literally going to pop out a kid just for the principal. At this point, I'm wondering, I'm asking all moms, all dads out there, when you have a kid, do you completely lose your individual identity? Because if you get invited to a girls' dinner, you're like, I can't come without my kids. I don't want them to feel left out. Like, how does that work? Because I'm just confused. Because if you're not... as a parent, creating time and space for just yourself, I fear that that is a problem. I do. So if you can't even step away for a wedding for a couple hours, we got some bigger fish to fry here.
I'm sorry. Like, anyone who doesn't want to include their kids in having a good, fun, memory-making moment, they're just monsters. Like, right. Just like...
hey, yeah, listen, you're entitled to
other people's dime.
You're entitled to your opinion, Vicky, but I got to wrap this up. I appreciate you calling in this morning.
All right, thanks. Mm-hmm.
You always end it with, okay, let's go over to a couple texts coming in. I don't know. I have a headache. Naya says, this woman, no. It drives me nuts how some people feel so entitled to do what they want when they want. If someone is getting married, they're going out of their way to pay for you to be there to celebrate their day, their special day. You don't get to dictate and add to the list.
Yeah.
Give me a break. What's up, guys? This woman sounds like my aunt who pulled the same crap at my wedding. I invited her and her husband, my aunt and uncle. They show up with their two young kids that we had to find seats for.
That's crazy.
It was an all-adult wedding. This Vicky woman is incredibly selfish.
No, like, and to put it on other people is wild. Like, this is your problem now. Not my problem. Sorry. See ya.
I guess when you do get married, it is a chance for you to just kind of be selfish because it is your day. It is about you, you know? And I know there's some people want their loved ones there. They do. But not people like Vicky.
No.
It's just it's too much. Don't let an RSVP ruin the relationships you have with some people, you know?
Yeah.
But then, like Morgan's case, what are you going to do? Some people show their true colors. You know, if you don't want to go to the wedding because your kids aren't invited, then you just don't go.
Right.
It is what it is. We got to take a quick break, guys. It's Peaks by Mornings. Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.